Janelle, Tom.
And now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company.
I'm just saying.
News is our life.
All right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
Last week,
a missing Utah Transit Authority worker did not help father and son kidnappers. Flint and DJ Harrison escaped to Wyoming, say police. They were worried that missing UTA worker K. Porter Ricks
little did they realize, of course, is that
bison
prefer to,
where the Harrisons were last seen in Utah.
They'd live in the refrigerated section of
Utah
forever.
The
they're totally down with
the weekend
it to be a little chilly. They wear a fur coat constantly.
From a kidnapping.
Right. Yellowstone
last week,
is one of the most extreme places on the
taking
earth
a mother
as far
and her
as its
four daughters.
So they're
hostage
used to
kidnapping
and
beating them. And today
we
also
have a refrigerated section. So wait, where's the UTA dude? So they put in their SUV. Really cute picture.
Oh, wow.
Actually.
So they're worried more about
the worst possible thing happened.
He goes.
Not only did they get a ticket for interfering with wildlife, but the bison has been shunned by the herd.
Did the
kidnappers kill the UTA guy?
And take his truck? They don't know.
So
they haven't found
like,
his truck either.
Out.
I thought they had found his truck
the
when we spoke
wow.
earlier. They have not found
after the herd said
K. Porter Rex's truck. So it's a white Ford work truck that's still missing.
Traffic, and
so this is just a coincidence.
Lost
with
the press.
We hope it's a coincidence because otherwise maybe the Harrisons
so they
did
killed
something
this bison.
To him.
Yes, I mean, the road to hell is paved with
so the Harrisons are waiting to be extradited back to Utah to face charges. And today they released 911 audio
of
one of the
nothing happened to the muskrat that she picked up like an ice cream cone.
This is just a snippet,
and I don't think they released all of this. To care for the wild animal.
Oh my gosh, I would never do this though. And that's what I was worried about with the muskrat, because I was thinking, we've seen so many idiots as of like in the recent months, just idiots who have decided to interfere with wildlife. There was the couple in Belize who saw a baby dolphin, so they went and got it and took it out of the water. Baby dolphin ended up dying. There was a woman who decided she wanted to take a selfie with a swan, and she somehow grabbed its neck, and the swan ended up dying,
so
and now this baby bison dead
so
because
night.
Somebody like, had to
so
put it in their trunk.
And
then
hey,
I
let's
realized,
not forget about the severe emotional nothing. Distress on the muskrat.
That,
muskrat.
That's,
I mean, that's
what
the aftermath
I was worried
that she has
about.
To live near
and
the
that's
sewage
why
pond.
I was
that's
crying.
Awful. I mean,
because
if based
I was like,
on the
oh my
emotional
gosh,
damage
am I one
done
of these
to that
people?
Woman
that I mean, I would know not to do these certain things. But what if the muskrat's parents smelled human on me, and now that baby muskrat is just out there?
There are a few drug counts.
I know.
The moms and the daughters
have been going.
Well, Lindsay, not only are you an offender,
feel
but you're also a public
caught.
Figure. So you
should your company be able
to
email
to
you at night and on the weekends
if you
when you're off the clock?
Maybe give
well,
us a PSA.
Members of French Parliament think
why
not.
Not.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah,
looking
yeah.
at a law that would make it illegal. Would
hi.
Kind of
I'm
an electronic
Armstrong
limitation on your
an
employers sending
hugger.
Emails over the weekend. Working.
I learned the hard way.
I'm kind of okay with
as much as you may want to pick up.
It seems useless. Seems like, well, you get an email, you can't ignore it. But not really. It, you know,
right, just seeing it in your inbox.
Go on, back on message, Lindsay. Back on message.
Just knowing, like,
they
oh, I got to face that crap on Monday morning.
But, I, you know, that is the difference between the European mentality
the
towards work
bowl.
And
they
the American. I mean, they're taking steps to where.
Rabies
it's not so much, oh, hey, this is a law you can't work on the weekends. You're not even allowed to think about it because it is damaging to you as a citizen of our country. And we don't
like
want that. We need you emotionally healthy so you can be a more productive worker. And back on message. Back on message.
Well, I like that.
They're
yeah,
not
I love that.
Not
really
yeah,
in
I mean,
our DNA.
The French give you like 5 weeks vacation. They're like, look, if you're off the clock, you're off the clock. Don't even bother when here.
You've deduced yourself.
Exactly like you should be working at all times pretty much as
now, I don't.
Look
I actually feel
never
bad about
placing the rainbrow story
Senator
in douche
proposing
because I'm not
bill.
Sure
Senator Johnson from
it is.
The great
I just
state
know
North
anybody
Carolina.
Messing
There's
with their
a scourge
eyebrows
among
is
us.
That
scourge's email.
Okay, but you
I
might end up loving this.
I had,
and I'm thinking
I was smoking
that we might
a
want to try it out on you.
Rainbrows. I got an email
it's
from
the latest beautiful fashion trend. The name might suggest
I had just opened up a cold America.
Coloring your eyebrows.
I was just ready. I just ready to flip burger. Crack open a cold America.
They're actually kind of pretty, and there's different ways that you can use
this.
You can just use like rainbow highlighter.
We were going to be discussing bill number 327 on the docket
this
morning.
Paint them on your brows.
I threw my phone in the river,
or you can go more permanent if you'd like, using some dye. Whether you choose to color your brows for the day or the month,
but it's
your rainbow face,
glorious,
hella mystical.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah, hella mystical. You can go.
Tyler Glenn
was really trying to go for a hella mystical face today. Do you think I pulled it off?
He spoke at the dedication of Harvey Milk Boulevard, 9th and 9th on Saturday. Felt like a preview of Salt Lake City's annual Gay Pride celebration. Pretty awesome. But we have some audio of him discussing Harvey Milk.
Scuds, so I'm in a state where there's a lot of divide with belief, and I understand that puts me sometimes in a position, but I had to say what I felt and express that through that video, and I'm stoked that it caused a conversation. So.
I cut a little bit off of that. He was like, yeah, Harvey Milk was here. That's how I feel sometimes, and he's talking about his new song, Trash. All right.
I dig that new song. It was in my head when I woke up this morning.
That news?
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Is that news?
That is news.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dusty. And we will be back. Douche Day coming up in a second, and we'll play another round of Pick a Ticket. Hang on.
Alternative all the time, because you should not.